Hey man, it's your boy Front Street, man. You know who I'm vibing with.
Hey, what up? It's your boy. You already know the one and only Joel Santana.
What's up, y'all? This Millions.
You ready?
It's your boy Corey with a K. His squad representative, Oakland Landline owner.
Yeah.
It's your boy Freshie.
You already know what it is. It's your boy Worldwide Poppy.
Hold on, wait a minute.
Ethiopian Sue Solo,
and
you guys are keeping it locked.
Shout out to Miss Tiana E.
Miss Tiana E.
Miss Tiana E.
Miss Tiana E.
Don't change it, okay? Where else you gonna go?
Yeah! Hey y'all, welcome back to my channel. It's your girl, Miss Tiana E. And if you are new to the channel, it's your first time looking at a video, make sure y'all click that subscribe button. Make sure y'all tap that like, comment. I'm definitely open for discussion. Obviously, by the title that y'all can see is we are still quarantined, and these are just some tips that I have for anyone who is dealing with depression, anxiety. Me myself, I was actually diagnosed with actually knowing that I had depression in summer 2018, and it's like something that my family and everything, they noticed it, things that I was doing and the way I would act and stuff, they noticed that a lot. So they noticed it first, and we didn't really actually move on it until 2018. But it was something that it wasn't like they didn't notice, you know. What I can say with being quarantined and, you know, feeling like you're in the house and feeling like, dang, I cannot leave out of here, I got some tips for y'all. Let me just automatically state and disclose that I am not a medical professional, okay? I'm not a medical professional. These are just things that work for me. And I feel like if they work for me, I'm sure somebody else can take some of these tips and be able to feel better and be able to just, you know, keep their mind not moving so rapidly. They can actually have, you know, a calmness going on. So these are some things that actually calm me down. Okay, so we're about to get started. Oh, I got my tea. I know y'all looking at what's in this orange things in it. I like to put the orange slices in there, like orange peel. Y'all, look, I'm putting y'all on. But tip one, I like to work out. So working out doesn't always have to be high knees, high fitness, like ultra cardio, things like that. Like a lot of times you don't have to do like heavy fitness workout. You can actually do a calm stretch. You can do some yoga, like things like that, to just keep your body like moving, but at the same time keep you relaxed. So it doesn't always have to be literally squats all the time, sit-ups, push-ups. Like, you don't always have to go intense, you know, military style. But it doesn't also, you know, have to be you just sitting around not doing nothing as well. Because that's when you get sitting in your thoughts a lot. I know for me, if I don't work out, I sit in my thoughts a lot. I think about things, you know, shoulda, woulda, coulda. The second tip that I would give is do not disturb. That works for me a lot. I keep my phone on do not disturb 95% of the time.
Damn!
Just because a lot of times that I don't want to talk. As much as I am talkative and I engage online, and you know, if you do follow me on social medias, which if you don't, I will have that attached. But I engage on social media, but a lot of times, like talking on the phone, texting, I don't like that. So I just like just stay away from it sometimes, because sometimes it can just be too much for me. Like, The third thing would be therapy. Let's really acknowledge that therapy is actually a luxury. A lot of people don't have the proper insurance. A lot of people don't have health insurance to actually get therapy. And if you do have that source and you are able to actually sit and speak with a mental health counselor, a mental health professional, I definitely recommend that. Therapy is definitely something that I feel like a lot of people, especially in the Black community, we need that. We kind of just like push it to the side. There was a time where Black people felt like, oh, if you had a therapist, you crazy. No. If you have a therapist, if you actually want to work on your mental health, you know, therapist is definitely a good idea. I used to think like, no, I'm not. But listen, sometimes you gotta talk to somebody other than your mama, your best friend, your homegirl from up the street, you know? All right. 4. Therapy is a good one, but like I said, it is a luxury. So if you do not have that luxury where you can use your health insurance to invest in a therapist, you know, it's okay. You don't have to go through it alone. Definitely, a lot of therapists, they have podcasts, shows, and other tools that you can definitely get in, like lock in with them and actually be able to listen to what they gotta say. They'll help you figure out a way that you can express yourself too in other ways. Speaking of expression, that brings me to 5. A lot of times we think when people say, you should write it down, you should journal, that they feel like you, Moesha, and this is like, dear diary. Like, it doesn't always have to be like that. A lot of times, sometimes you can just scramble your thoughts. You can write down a lot of stuff that, you can write down whatever you want to. It's your journal. It's your head. It's your thoughts. I like to journal because there's a lot of times not ways that I can really speak about what I want to say. A lot of times I don't want to speak about what I feel inside, but I can journal it. And you don't have to share it with nobody. It's your journal. So you're not obligated to share it with anyone. You just have the obligation of releasing that stress and writing it down. That's it. 6. A lot of people aren't heavy on the writing and they're not really heavy on talking about it. A lot of people don't really know how to communicate for real. A lot of people don't like to communicate. A lot of people really don't. So a tip that I have for them is artistic expression. That can be either, maybe you like writing, but you like writing music more. Maybe you don't really want to write something. Maybe you feel everything through music. Maybe you feel everything through dance. I would love like singing all the time. My sister expressed herself through dance. She was the person that, you know, she felt all her emotions through her movements. So definitely get into your artistic bag. Like, figure out what's best for you. Figure out, maybe you don't know how to do, maybe you don't know how to play an instrument. This is the time that you shoot. You might want to. You know that you love music a lot. And you know that's definitely an outlet for you to express yourself. This is your time to actually like learn. Okay. You can at least get the first couple steps into it. So, and that's kind of like, it's definitely a relief. It's definitely a stress relief. So, even if you don't have to write music yourself, even if you don't want to play music yourself, like as in learning how to play a new instrument, you can always just play music. There's always a certain genre that makes everybody feel good. For instance, me and my sisters, we love listening to old school music, and that's how we feel good. When we have a shitty day, we love listening to old school music. Temptations and 5 Heartbeats is our top 2, other than like Casey JoJo, Drew Hill. Like, just like listening to old school music, period. Like, we can listen to old school music and be real, like, you know. 7. Dive into a book. Figuring out different reads. A lot of my reads are not the same. Sometimes you have to read different type of books that even just help you just feel happy or feel like you want to learn something or feel you just books can make you feel any type of way. And sometimes you just need a book to escape. Like, and nobody's telling you gotta read, you know, a 400 page. No, like, you don't have to do that. Even if you read like a small article, you read just something that you enjoy. I can't tell you what you enjoy. Everybody enjoys different things, but definitely do something that you enjoy for sure. And my last tip would be spend time with family. With it being quarantine, and a lot of times we're not able to be around our family physically, we can definitely FaceTime, Google Duo, Hangout. Like, there's all these little platforms where you can literally video call your family. Being able to actually not be with my sisters physically during this time has been difficult for me. But knowing that I can video call them and talk to them, it makes me feel better. And it makes me feel like they're not alone. And it makes me feel like I'm not alone. It's still the whole factor of knowing that they got my back from the distance and I got their backs in fronts. Period. A lot of the times, your family isn't just your blood. Like, you may have a close girlfriend, or you may have a close, like, homeboy or anything that you feel like that's your brother, that's your sister. Like, you feel like you can talk to them. So that definitely helps as well. Yeah, so that's the video. I just want to give some tips to help some people who are possibly, you know, stressed, dealing with depression, dealing with anxiety, not knowing really what to do during this time. It's very crazy out, but you guys, don't feel like you are alone. Don't feel like you have to, you don't have the ability to talk to people. Thank you guys for tuning into this video. And like I did state, make sure y'all subscribe, like, and comment. Drink your hot fluids and wash them hands. Bye, y'all.